Hi, everybody. Welcome to another podcast on Forsyth Sports 365. I'm Greg Golden, and this is a Coach's Corner. We got Doug Thomas standing by at the field house down at South Forsyth High School. Doug, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. It's Wednesday, so it's Coach's Corner. And I tell you what, it was cold coming outside this morning. I mean, I'm used to walking out in shorts and a T-shirt or something coming over, but not today, that's for sure. But we're glad to be here. And like I said, you know, win, lose, or draw, Coach is gracious enough to do a Coach's Corner with us, and that's what we're here to do today.
Speaking of coaches, we've got the head coach of the South Forsyth War Eagles, Troy Morris, standing by. Coach, did you have a nice Halloween?
Yeah, I didn't do much. I just stayed at home and watched the Texas Rangers play in the World Series.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty excited about that, huh?
Yeah, they're doing well. One game away from winning it all.
One game away from a ring. Well, that'll be something. Doug, you want to get us started this morning, and we're looking at a big upcoming rivalry game. It's the Waffle House rivalry game at West Forsyth this Friday night, and we're going to talk about that, right?
Yes, we are. So, yeah, we're excited to, you know, obviously to have another game ready to go on Friday night, and you're right, it is West at 7:30. But I just want to go back a little bit, and we'll talk just a little bit about the Lambert game and you know, definitely just nothing didn't turn out the way that we wanted it to. That's for sure. And so, Coach, just really want to talk, a game like that when everything, you know, is so exciting, you guys are so pumped up coming in. And it was just one that was just like you were hit quick. I mean, so unusual to see the first three possessions from another team be inside your 40-yard line and, you know, quickly down 21 to nothing. I mean, from a coaching staff and from a player's, you know, aspect, you know, talk about coming into it, and then we'll talk about how quickly what that did to them, the emotions on the team.
Well, one, our kids, we had a really good week of preparation. Practices were great all week. I think we were ready to go. We felt good about it. And then we get the ball and right out of the gate, and of course it just didn't start how we wanted it to. We had a turnover early. We couldn't get out of our own end. We had an issue on special teams there. Just overall, it just wasn't up to our standard. Players and coaches both were disappointed with the outcome. Got away from us. And just unhappy about the whole deal.
You know, it's like you said, there's some games we come out and it just isn't going to happen. And, you know, you talk about trying to get it all done on all three phases of the ball, and this one's just one that was just the opposite. It didn't, and it happened. And so, you know, the good thing is there's another game, you know, this week. And then, unfortunately, it's the last one of the season so far coming up. But I do have to talk about one thing that I'm irritated about the Lambert game, because I feel like I got a penalty. I told you that because of the lights out, we got a 10 or 15 yard penalty. They gave us a 15 yard penalty. Anybody goes to the games knows that we do lights out at the end of the third quarter. It's excitement. Everybody puts their cell phones on, but our scoreboards lit up and everything. And we've never had an issue. And all of a sudden here we are down 42-7 and we get a 15 yard penalty for a judgment call on the lights out. And I was shocked. I'm looking at, and I tell you what, I shouldn't have done it. I even announced to the stadium and said, it looks like we got a penalty because I wanted to get everybody riled up. But what did you think about that?
I wasn't real happy about it, and I let him know it. I guess when it rains, it pours. And so he explained it, and I explained it, and he went with the penalty. We'll learn from that. And moving forward in a big game or something like that, we'll always make sure that it's clear so it doesn't cost us.
Yeah, that's for sure. I guess what, you know, hopefully that, you know, the GHSA and referees understand that, look, you know, yes, the football game is the most important thing, but you're also creating a fun atmosphere. You look at what colleges do after touchdowns or something, and we've been doing this for a year, and the referee in the box even said Gainesville does it every time. So anyway, that's my harp on that. I just, like I said, that one was frustrating, and I was getting a lot of grief in the box saying, Doug, you got us a penalty. So, you know, so I'll take that one. I'll take that one too, but we'll certainly learn.
Doug, we're gonna have to have you run some stairs, man. I'm sorry.
Why is that?
Because the penalty. You gotta run some stairs, man.
I thought I wasn't talking loud enough. Greg, you got me. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I need to meet him after practice and pay the penalty. That's for sure. That's good, Greg. I like that one. You caught me off on that one. Yeah, but we won't. You're right. It won't happen again. I'm sure going forward, anything we'll do, either Coach or Coach Grave, it'll clear it with the referees. And if it's not clear, then it's just something we won't do. But again, from a fan side, we're just trying to make an excitement in the
It's spectacular, and you're exactly right, Doug. Programs around the country do that, And I can't, it's absurd. It's another absurd rule here in this state, and it needs to be addressed because that takes away from the entertainment factor.
Yeah. I realize that they're probably thinking a safety factor at dark, but I don't know. I got some video. It's pretty light. But anyway, it happened. We'll address that, obviously, next season. But, Coach, one thing, obviously, we're heading into the West game, which is extremely important. And the amazing part is, you know, with the way the season's been so far, South is not eliminated yet. There's still that possibility. So what I'd like to talk about is, obviously, we will know after Thursday night. Forsyth Central was at Denmark on Thursday night. And for us to have that opportunity, Central would have to beat Denmark. So you'll know going into Friday, you know, what the outcome is and, you know, whether South is eliminated or you still have that shot. Either way, does that change your not the outlook on the game, but to how you approach the game and, you know, and go into it playing wise?
No, I mean, it's going to be the same approach from us. We are going to go into it trying to win the football game. Regardless of the scenarios or anything like that, our preparation is not going to change. I don't think we try to add extra motivation or anything like that. Hopefully our kids will go out and fight and compete regardless of the situation. And I think they will, and we're confident in that. So the preparation and the message and all those things, they're going to know it anyways, but I don't think that needs to play a part in how we go compete.
You know, also when you look at a game like that, let's use the scenario that let's just say that Denmark does beat Central. Well, then obviously it's House eliminated. And it's your last game of the season, but then you also have another season coming up that you got to think about. With it being the last game, do you really focus a lot on, you know, the seniors and who needs to be and who deserves to be out on that field, or do you start looking at players and go, well, you know what, I need to get some looks at them heading into next season?
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to play the guys that need to be out that have earned it and who deserve to be out there and give us the best chance to win.
That's great to hear, Coach, because that's what I was hoping you were going to say as well, because, you know, you still, no matter what, you want to put the guys that have put all the work in and everything deserve to be on the field. So talk a little bit about West. Let's see, you know, obviously they've done very well. They actually beat Lambert in a tough game. I think it was 10-0, I believe the score was. But no matter what, it's always a tough game between South and West, as Greg called it. It's a rivalry game and everything, and it's not far down the road. So talk a little about what you see from them on film and what you're expecting.
On defense, they run a 3-4. They bring a lot of pressure. They will move to a 4-man front just with the same personnel. Play a lot of man-free coverage. They do play a little bit of 2 and a little bit of 4 as well. And then on offense, they like to run the football. The majority of the time, they can throw it. They have a quarterback that he's a tall kid. He's accurate. He does like to run it some. I don't know if I'd call him a dual threat, but he can definitely run it whenever they want him to. And then special teams-wise, they have a good kicker. They have a good punter. They've got some return guys that can hurt you if you don't get down the field and cover. So just all around, it's you know, for Scythe County, every week I think that you're going to face teams that you just got to be prepared for, and they fall into that category. We got to make sure that we're ready to go. We're at their place. Usually our games with South and West are really good and competitive and come down to the wire, and that's what we plan this week, go over there and compete at a high level and get after those guys.
You know, when you look at them size-wise, I mean, you'd have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, I don't see those massive guys, but you see a lot of those 230, 240 guys that are quick. I mean, they're quick and their technique sound. I mean, so when you talk about the on both sides of the ball up front, what you're seeing from them.
Yeah, they don't have, usually they've got just, you know, at least 2-3 really big guys. And right now they don't necessarily have that. But you're right. They've got the 6'1", 6'2", 235 guys up front. Their inside linebackers are smaller than what they have been, but they play really hard, good players. And then on their offensive line, once again, they're not as big as what they've been in the past, but they're still really good players, very sound, fundamental, and they're not small by any measure, but in the past, they've just been huge. So they're really well coached. They do a good job, and we're going to have to play, like I said, be disciplined and play physical and aggressive and just get after those guys.
Yeah, and one thing's for sure, they do have everything to play for, because when you look at the playoff scenario, actually number 1, 2, and 3, it's still up for grabs. I mean, Milton wins, they get it. But all of a sudden, if Milton would lose to Lambert and then all of a sudden, you know, West would win, then it comes down to 3-way tiebreakers, and I don't know what that is, but West is definitely going to have a lot to play for.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like, you know, not the playoff thing for us, probably more than likely, but with us, you know, our seniors get to go out there one more time and get to play the game of football. And so they get to strap it up. So I think they're going to take a lot of pride in that, and we're going to get a lot out of our football team as well.
You know, one thing you just brought up, the seniors, and, you know, obviously we know we talked about last week's game. It didn't go where we want, but, you know, how were they in the locker room? I'm really not talking as much about the game. We know they're going to be down about the game, but for the seniors especially, and I remember it well, you know, when Adam, you remember when your kids were there and going through, you know, when they stay, because you notice how much longer they stay out on that field afterwards, because that's the last time that they will play a game, you know, on that football field. And for honestly, for most of them, it's the last time they'll play a game, you know, a football forever. And, you know, they've been doing it since they're 5 years old. So talk about how that was, and, you know, maybe talk about the locker room, after room. What do you say to a team, you know, after a game like that?
It's just tough. It's hard. This team has been through a lot. They've worked really hard. They've lost some heartbreakers throughout the season. And they've just continued to fight. They've continued to stick together. And for that last home game, you just can't explain the feeling unless you experience it. And I know a lot of our guys felt that the other night, and it hurts. It just hurts. I hurt for these boys. Like I said, they've been through a lot. And whenever it's all said and done, man, you know, time heals it, but there's nothing like that whenever, you know, your high school career is over. And I just feel for them. I hurt for them. I love them. They're incredible kids. This is an incredible team. And I just, once again, they've had another good week of prep this week. The way our kids approach practice and the workouts and how they are towards each other and our, you know, just our chemistry and all those things, our culture it's so good. I wish our record was better. But I just love these boys, man. And I just wish I want nothing for the best for them. And it'd be nothing better than to give them a win Friday night.
You know, speaking of that, you talk about the record, we know it is. You know, you've been coaching for a long time. Have you ever been part of a season like this that just is, you know, just unusual and absolutely not what was expected at all?
I haven't been a part of a season where there's been so many, like, games that have come down to a play or two, like has happened throughout our season, especially early. I've been a part of a 1-9 season, but there weren't very many close ones in that season. We were just super young that year. This one is just, man, it's just come down to so many, just a play here or a play there. And it seems like none of them have gone our way. So this has been a unique, tough season for all of us, the players too, and players and coaches alike. I know our communities has watched, and I know that, you know, it's hurt them as well. So the effort has been there. We've put forth a lot of effort, our time, our energy, our focus, our preparation, all those things have been there. We've just come up short a number of times.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about the seniors being on the as well, you know, how tough that is, being the last play of the game or last time walking on that field with their uniform on. It's the parents too sitting in those stands. I mean, you know, I was talking to Carrie Mearsman before. You think about how many kids she's had. I don't know, it seems like she's been here for 20 years. I mean, it does. I mean, that, you know, and so I know how hard it is on all of them as well. But you know what? They have, you know, one more game and everything. And I tell you what, you know, tough season. I know that, you know, I mean, you know, parents, you know, they hope for more and everything and everything. But I have to commend you guys as well. And Greg was talking about before this that, you know, how you guys keep, the coaching staff keeps. And that's hats off to you, because you've got to make sure all those coaches are motivated and everything and keep everybody together. And, you know, I just want everybody to know, I don't think people understand outside of a Friday night game how much you guys are here and how much you work. I look at the schedules here on the walls and stuff, and it's like you're never not here, you know. And that's also a testament to your families too. Going to come football season, you guys are gone, they lose you. So just I will say for myself, and I know from Greg and if Mike was sitting here, the same thing, you know, how much we appreciate what all you guys do and the amount of time you put into this place.
Like I said, we prepare the same. We've prepared the same here for a long time. We put a lot of time and effort into it. We've had a lot of good years here. This year has been, as far as, you know, the prep and being around the kids and the practice, all that, everything's been great, except we just haven't been able to win the close ones. Those have hurt us, and I think it's taken effect on us a little bit, a cumulative effect on us a little bit throughout the year here. And, yeah, we put a lot of – we care. I mean, you know, I know the parents hurt, the kids hurt, well, the coaches hurt too. We all hurt. You know, we all want to win. We all put a lot into this. So, you know, when we come up short, I feel horrible for the kids. I feel horrible for the coaches. I feel horrible for everybody. But like I said, we put a lot into it. You know, we're preparing. And just like this last week, you know, we were up here all weekend as well. And the kids, like I said, have prepared great. We haven't let up a lick. So we expect great things each week. So we're going to continue to do that this week as well.
Coach, I gotta tell you, man, I totally identify where you're coming from. My senior year, my high school went 2-8. We had a couple of injuries. You know, we lost our quarterback early and some things like that came down. But, you know, from the player's standpoint in that, I was still eager to get out there and try to get a win. So I know it's in your players, like, you know, going in that direction, that's going to be great. And then the second point that I want to make is that Lambert High School went 0-10 2 years ago. They were 0-10. And the last 2 years they've lit it up. So it's not, you know, it's not out of scope to turn things around, right?
Well, absolutely not. And let me tell you something, we'll work. We continue to practice hard. You know, when we do get into the off season, you know, we're not there yet. So our focus is still on West. But we'll address the things that need to get addressed and push that much harder.
Absolutely, we will. And I tell you one, like I said, we got the game Friday night at West, and we'll be, I know I'll be paying attention. I'm sure everybody else will be paying attention to the Denmark Central game on Thursday night. Coach, when we talk about this week and everything, you know, so, and obviously the West game coming up, but definitely be paying attention to that Denmark Central game on Thursday night. And I am a Central fan big time this week. I don't mind saying it. You know, you talk about teams as well. We talked about them. We played them last week. They haven't won a game in the region, and they played hard, you know, and you know they're going to play hard. So anything can happen as well. So we're going to be rooting for Central big time there. But also a little change this week for you guys. With this cold weather coming in, you've been normally practicing on Tuesday mornings and Wednesday mornings. And I believe yesterday you still went in the morning, and I want to hear about how cold that was. And then but this afternoon, you're back to in the afternoon on Wednesday, correct?
Yeah, yesterday wasn't bad. I think it was 50. I think it was around 50, which isn't bad for a practice. This morning, I knew it was going to drop down below freezing, so it's hard to keep everybody's attention when it gets so cold. So we moved that to the afternoon. I think this afternoon it's supposed to be 50 again. So, yeah, we do that just so we can continue to focus and prepare the right way.
Yeah. I tell you, from a weather standpoint, you know, we've had other than a couple of the games with the rain, weather-wise, as far as temperature-wise, we couldn't have had better. I mean, last week we're wearing shorts up there. It was so nice. So I guess we'll have a little bit. I mean, we'll probably get down in the 40s, 30s maybe on Friday night. But the good thing is there's no rain in the forecast. I will tell you that Mike and I have avoided being out in the elements all year somehow. We've been in a press box. Now, this time we're going to be out. At least we're out on the platform right in front of the press box. So that's easy, and I'm not set up. We're not going to be set up in the stands, but it'll be cold. So we'll be wearing some gloves and everything, because we're not going to be moving around like you guys are like crazy. And, you know, when you guys are coaching staff, you're into the game so much you don't pay attention to weather.
Yeah, your adrenaline gets going, and you really don't pay attention to it much. I do notice the rain or when it's wet. You know, we have our call sheets down there, so it's hard not to notice it then. But the temperature usually doesn't bother us.
All right. Well, everyone, Coach, first off, I want to thank you again for today. I know these are, you know, no matter what, I mean, it's fun. It's a lot more enjoyable when there's a win, but especially when it was a tough game like that last week. This is not easy. So I really appreciate you joining us again on the show. And we'll have this game. And like I said, hopefully – we have another one to go, but we won't know that till Thursday night. And if we do, then obviously we'll keep this going. But if not, then we'll after the game, we'll do a season wrap next week and talk about what everything that happens going in and into the off season and to prepare for next season, everything. But anyway, from my side, we're excited. We'll have the game on Friday night. Mike Newsom and I will be over at West Forsyth, and we'll kick it off at 7 p.m. ready to go, and have the broadcast at 7:30. And we just wish you all the luck in the world, no matter what. If it's playoffs or not, you know, we always want to beat West.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for everything.
All right, boys, thank you very much. Doug Thomas and the head coach of the War Eagles, Troy Morris, joining us here on today's Coach's Corner. Friday night, 7 p.m., the season finale. South Forsyth travels to the Den at West Forsyth. And we'll have that game for you right here on Forsyth Sports 365. Doug Thomas will be on the color commentary. Mike Newsom will handle the play-by-play from the deck in front of the press box at the Den at West Forsyth High School. Still a glimmer of hope for the playoffs for the War Eagles. They need a win at West, and they need Central to upset Denmark. And then South has to hold up their end of the bargain and beat West Forsyth. So we'll find out Friday night how things turn out. And again, that game live for you. 7 p.m. is pregame. 7:30 is kickoff. South Forsyth at West Forsyth. It's a great rivalry. These kids see each other all the time up and down Bethelview and 141. And so the Waffle House rivalry in full effect this Friday night. And we'll have it for you. Make sure you join us right here on Forsyth Sports 365. For Doug Thomas, for the head coach of the War Eagles, Troy Morris, I'm Greg Golden. We'll see you Friday night right here on Forsyth Sports 365.